Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Text messages coming in, emails flying, me not plugging my headphones in right. Oh, man, it's definitely the back half of the week here at Sports Byline USA. Dominic Jimenez with you. That's right. You got another day of me. Rick will be back next week. Got a nice little show for you today. To start things off with. Open lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We're not going to have another episode where I accidentally left Christian locked in for 25 minutes. My bad again, Christian. I've already locked the channel in, so I'm ready for calls in the opening segment. We may not. I don't know. Have JD Sharp at 25 after... 40 after, very confident that we will have Bruce Marshall, a Vegas insider, Winners and Winers, and CBS Sports Line. We'll put a bow on the Stanley Cup, the NHL regular, not even the regular season, the end of the NHL season. We've got the draft coming up, so we'll get his thoughts on who do you think's who does he think is going to go? There's not an obvious. The number one is consensus of everything I've seen, but he's not a Connor McDavid, Connor Bedard, Macklin Celebrini type. He's a defender, so it's less glamorous. We'll just put it that way. Doesn't change the fact that he's a good player. NBA draft round one. Done. So we'll talk to JD Sharp about that. I got to wrap up these trades that I haven't finished talking about. Been so busy. So I'm Dominic Jimenez. Give me a call, 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Now back to Titillating Sports on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez here, Titillating Sports. I'm in for Rick here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I don't know why I went British at the end there. The network. Open segment here. Give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we can talk about sports. Do you like what your basketball team did in the draft? Do you hate what your basketball team did in the draft? Well, however you're feeling, let's discuss, shall we? At 1-800-878-7529. All right, there have been a lot of trades this week in the NBA, and I need to wrap them up before I get into the draft. And one of the trades blends directly into the draft, so that's what we're going to do. First off, the big one, and you know what? We will get to the big one later because we do have a call from a listener. Hello, listener. How's it going?
Hey, Don. It's Charlie from New York.
And that's see what happens when I don't screen the call. You can't just tell me you're a miserable A's fan, Charlie. You get a very excited and exuberant Dom. How's it going, Charlie?
Yes, exactly. Listen, I wanted to talk about the Warriors, but like I've told Rick, I've disconnected from. I don't really follow baseball. I blame Fisher, and I fully admit it. But he ownership of the A's and what they're doing, what they've done to this organization over the last few years, has really taken the starch out of my shirts in regards to baseball and being an A's fan. So I don't. I keep track. Yeah, you know, I look at the box scores. I keep track from afar. But I, in terms of emotional investment, that has long, unfortunately, long gone. Now, in 3-4 years, if the A's can somehow become competitive again, yeah, I'll be right back in there. So I'm very much a fair weather fan. But anyway, yeah. So miserable is a strong word. It's more just heartbroken over what has become of this organization. And anyway, I digress. The Warriors. What's your take on them? Or what do you think they will do, and what should they do with Kuminga? Do you think they're going to wind up signing and trading him? That seems to be the case. or that's what looks like it's going in that direction. Kuminga came out yesterday and was, or the other day, and said something. I forget who he was talking to, how he wants to be a superstar or something along those lines. I don't think that's going to be on this team, at least for the next few years. What's your feelings on Kuminga with this team?
So I know how Rick feels. Rick's like, all right, cool. I'm not going to lose a wink of sleep if he's gone. For me, I'll say I like Jonathan Kuminga. I like him a lot. But I agree that I don't think whatever his ceiling might be is not going to be reached here. Even if Steph wasn't on this team, say Steph retires tomorrow, I'm going to knock on all the wood as a Warriors fan that doesn't happen. But if he were to retire tomorrow, but Steve Kerr is still the coach, it's just not going to happen with Kuminga. Their styles do not blend. Do I think Jonathan Kuminga can be a superstar? Probably not. Do I think he can push all-star and be, you know, 25 a game? I think so. We kind of saw flashes of that last year before he sprained his ankle. I think that's the thing everybody forgets about is everybody talks about, oh, Kuminga stunk at the end of the year and he fell out of the rotation. Before he got hurt, Jonathan Kuminga was averaging over 20 points a game for the Warriors at a time when they needed somebody else to be able to average 20 points a game. It was huge.
I'm sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
I was saying he doesn't fit into the Kerr style offense.
Exactly.
And on one hand, listen, well, let me backtrack a little. I was opposed, even though Butler was great to them down the line, I was more of the two timeline thing never worked. And I thought they should have dismantled this team a few years ago. But that obviously is not the case, and obviously they're going all in. If you're going all in, you're not going to reach peak level potentially with Kuminga on this team. So if it's all for that fifth ring for Curry, all or nothing type of thing, then you will almost have to move him for whatever pieces that would fit best. Throw anyone. Who's the guy from the Nets? Cam Johnson.
Yeah.
The Heat have expressed interest in him. Do you package him to get Alonzo Ball and the center from the Bulls? I don't know. It's unfortunate because he's 22. He didn't start playing ball. He came to basketball a little later in life, or as a teenager, because of from where he came from. So he may not hit his peak until he's like 28, 27. And by then, obviously, this team will be long dismantled and everyone will have moved on. So you hate to see, because he's exactly what the Warriors need. Youth, athletic ability.
I was about to say, somebody who can jump.
Someone who could jump. Now listen, he has his, not, he doesn't rebound. He doesn't do some of the other things, but again, he's only 22. I think the Kerr and the Warriors stunted his growth, but just because they were always, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just curious to see what they'll do. Do you think, if you had to predict, though, do you think they're going to package him, sign him, and move him for something?
Yeah, I think that's the most realistic thing. What I'm going to be interested, I guess it's going to be a little bit like Jordan Poole where, okay, sign and trade, you have to bring in a certain amount of money back unless you're trading with somebody who's got a bunch of salary cap space, just given the way that the NBA, you have to, for the most part, I think it's within 10% match salaries and trades if it puts you over the cap. Let's be real, most teams are going to be over the cap.
Right, I think the Nets are the only team under.
Yeah, and that's why they were given a first-round pick to take on Terrence Mann's deal in the Porzingis trade. I believe it was the Porzingis trade. But, I see him getting traded. It's going to be a sign-and-trade, obviously.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just hoping they don't get someone, my dogs are going nuts, another 35-year-old over-the-hill guy that can, will break down after 50 games. They're almost in a position where they have to take a flyer on someone like Alonzo Ball, who has health issues, someone like a Zion Williamson, who will eat his way out of this league. But when he is healthy and plays, he's dominant. they're not going to be able to get a Giannis or, you know, one of these. Those are pipe dreams. So, yeah. That's the way I'm thinking. Let's go all in. In 3 years, they're going to be terrible, and let's roll from there. But anyway, all right, Don, that's all I got, buddy.
Hey, Charlie. Agree. I out of all the realistic possibilities, I hope it's Vucevic. That's who I want. I think he fits in well on this team. Maybe the Pacers want some more athleticism at the wing. Maybe they move Miles Turner finally, because it feels like he's been linked to the Warriors for like the last four trade deadlines. But I think that's kind of the only realistic options. Charlie, thanks again. Appreciate the call. And I was right, that clicking noise was Charlie signing off. But my thanks to Charlie for that call. Yeah, Kuminga, what a mess this whole thing has become. And it's funny, Charlie mentioned the two timelines thing doesn't work. It works. The Warriors just fumbled. Like Moody, he's a fine role player. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't quite fit in with what you need or want from this team, but he's uber talented, and like Charlie pointed out, he's 22. And hindsight's 2020. But James Wiseman, well, that didn't work out. LaMelo Ball, Tyrese Halliburton, much better picks. Alperen Şengün instead of Moody or Kuminga. Then hindsight, that one looks pretty bad too. I just think they dropped the ball in the two timeline. The Celtics doing a great job of rebuilding this team and getting under the salary cap while still bringing in good players. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle. Talking sports on Sports Byline USA. Novel, ain't it? All right. Before we get into the draft, I have to talk about a couple trades that led directly into the draft in the world of basketball. The Celtics trade Kristaps Porzingis. I brought it up briefly over the last 20 minutes, and I think the Celtics are handling their quote-unquote two-timeline rebuild much better than the Warriors have. Now, the Warriors did get another title, so grand scheme of things worked out just fine. But they ship Drew Holiday to the Blazers. They get Anfernee Simons back. That's a good deal. Now they trade Kristaps Porzingis in a three-team trade. The Zinger is going to the Hawks. The Hawks get Porzingis in a future second-round pick. The Celtics get George Niang and a future second-round pick. And the Brooklyn Nets get Terrence Mann and his big contract because, as Charlie said, one of the few teams with salary cap in the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets. So they'll take on that salary. And for taking on that salary, they were given the 22nd overall pick. Good trade. Celtics continuing to get under that second apron of the salary and luxury tax. Porzingis, fantastic when he's healthy. And this past year, it wasn't just, oh, sore calf, oh, sore knee, oh, sore foot, oh, sore back. No, he had the weird pulmonary issue where he was missing games because he couldn't breathe. I don't know if it's long COVID or something worse. We never really found out what it was that was bothering him. And surely if something weird comes up in the physical in this trade, I don't even know what would happen if this trade gets voided because the Nets made the pick. Like, that part of the draft happened already. So I don't know what would happen. But given the mystery with him, the Celtics did what they needed to do, and they traded him. They're going to keep the three core of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Derek White. Now they bring in Anfernee Simons. He can shoot. He can score. That'll help alleviate some of the points issues without Jason Tatum. All right, and we have found J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com. J.D., in what may be the biggest surprise of the NBA season, of all of sports in 2025, Cooper Flagg goes number one to the Dallas Mavericks. I'm stunned, aren't you?
You know, I got to tell you, I would be stunned, but obviously there was a bit of a quid pro quo here. When the Mavericks traded away Doncic, they traded it to a very, very big market squad that was not doing well, that wasn't exciting anyone. The NBA needed some news. They needed more views. And what did they get in return for it? And Nico's like, oh, the fortunate are blessed with luck. No, nonsense. That was rigged. My opinion, that was rigged. Only reason that the Mavs, you know, what, 2% chance, and you consider those circumstances? Come on, no way. You don't. They were given the first pick in the draft because they agreed to make a trade to trade a marquee player to an enormous market and drive some traffic and drive some attention and drive some viewership. Adam Silver is a very smart businessman. He plays the game. Shaq made a statement that David Stern said, "Hey, do you want to play in cold weather or warm weather?" He said warm weather. LeBron said something about Patrick Ewing going to the Knicks, Michael Jordan going to the Bulls, LeBron going to Cleveland. This was pre-planned. That's how it works. I mean, the NBA is the NBA is not only is it an entertainment league, but it's a business. And the business was not doing well. And that trade getting Luka to the Lakers added a lot of much needed viewership and attention to the NBA, and they were rewarded with the first pick in the draft, and now they've got a pretty nasty front five. I mean, you got their starting five. You got Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, and then Derek Lively, who's 7'2". They're going to be tough defensively. We'll see how deep they are, but I think Flagg is a really good addition for that team, especially with him and Davis in the pick and roll, where Flagg is more of an inside out guy, and Davis can be. I mean, he can be both, but I think in this case he'll be more of a mid range type guy. And then Lively just sees there's not much of a threat offensively at all, but he should be, I mean, defensively they should be pretty salty. They should be pretty tough to score on. Although Irving is not a very good defender, neither is Thompson. But if they can figure out something defensively in their front court or in their back court, that should change the game for them a little bit.
Yeah, if they can keep in it until Kyrie comes back from that torn ACL. I agree with you. This is a potentially dangerous team. You mentioned Derek Lively. He's obviously going to continue teaming up with Daniel Gafford. And it looks like that double center maximum effort strategy is starting to rub off on the rest of the NBA, because the Phoenix Suns traded Vasily Micic, 29th overall pick and a future first, to the Hornets for Mark Williams, the center, who, if you remember, was supposed to go to the Lakers last year at the deadline, and then he got voided. And then the Suns, they make a draft pick, 10th overall, and they take Kaman Malawach, the 7'2 center from Duke. So now you've got Mark Williams, a real starting center in the NBA, and you bring in a very highly touted prospect, a 7'2 guy from Duke. Do you like that, JD? Because it feels like, yeah, you know, Phoenix is loaded with guards. Let's get some size to go with our forward, Ryan Dunn, and he's kind of the only forward on the team, feels like. Do you like the draft trade and draft pick to go double center there?
Yeah, I do. I like him. Honestly, I wish the Rockets had kept Malawach. I was like, that would be an amazing pick if they had managed to keep Malawach, but obviously he was part of their trade to get Durant. Mm-hmm. Who apparently just goes from team to team to team, drops like averages like 28-7-4. They don't win anything, and he just does it over and over and over. Might be different this year with Van Fleet and with Amen Thompson and Sengun and Eason and Whitmore and Reed Shepard. Pretty decent team there. Malawach is 7'1", 7'2", 265 pounds, 7'8", 7'9" wingspan. He can shoot. He can dribble. He's obviously a defensive presence. I like to play for the Suns because they just have not been good defensively, as you said, for a while. I mean, Yusef Nurkic was their big defensive presence, and he's one of the worst defensive centers in the NBA and has been for quite some time. You know, my favorite pick, actually my favorite draft this year, I thought the Pelicans did exceptionally well. Jeremiah Fears is a very strong guard. He's quick. He shoots well. He's a good athlete. He's thick in his lower body. He's a natural scorer. He's not huge, but he's 6'3", 6'4". He'll be fine in the league. He kind of reminds me of like a bigger Trae Young. And then Derek Queen, 6'10", 250, 260, dribbles well. He's long. He's fundamentally sound. He can shoot if he has to. He shoots free throws well. You add that to Williamson, DeJounte Murray, the different players that they have, even like an Evis Missy from last year. They're probably going to trade Herbert Jones for something. I think the Pelicans could be a bit of a surprise team next year. They drafted exceptionally well. I would argue that their draft this year was as good as any draft I've seen in 4 or 5 years, because those are two guys they absolutely needed. They're different. You know, DeJounte Murray and Jeremiah Fears are very different type of players. And then Derek Queen, he's very underrated. He's young. He's big. He can do everything a big needs to do. And, you know, you still have Zion Williamson there, who is a hyper-talented guy when he's healthy. And what do they have? Trey Murphy. They have – I'm looking at the roster.
Just traded for Jordan Poole, too.
Yeah, Jordan Poole. They still have Jordan Hawkins. They still have Jose Alvarado, who can be a pest and has been a pest for a long time. Bruce Brown's okay. Yeah, this team, I think this Pelicans team could be a problem. Especially offensively moving forward.
Yeah. We've got a little bit over a minute left, JD, and I want to ask you this. This is only the third time that a college has produced three top 10 picks in the same draft. Go back to 07, Florida had Horford, Brewer, and Joakim Noah drafted. 19 Duke team, Zion, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish. And now Duke this year, Cooper Flagg, Con Knepel, and Malawach, who we've talked about. Is this going to be potentially the best of those three, this current draft, with Flagg, Knepel, and Malawach? Or do you think one of these other other two batches of teammates drafted in the top 10 are going to reign supreme and still be the best of the class?
Yeah, I think so. Knepel is one of the best shooters I've seen in a long time. You know, he's like if Larry Bird was 5 inches shorter. By the way, how crazy was Larry Bird? This guy was 6'10" and a half all day. Shot the three silky smooth, played D, ran hard. He was quick enough. He was a great passer. He talked nonsense trash. I mean, but anyway, so yeah, Knepel, 6'5", 220, big body guy, and he's going to make a lot of threes. He gets his shot off really, really quick. He's not huge, but I think he's big enough. He makes sense in that offense. I mean, LaMelo Ball should set him up for quite a few threes, yeah. I would think. And then obviously, Malawach has defensive presence, and Flagg is going to be a superstar, I think, in the NBA. So I would say that Duke's definitely going to reign supreme on that one.
All right, that is J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. J.D., thanks as always for taking some time and breaking things down with me. I appreciate you. All right, once again, that is J.D. Sharp, Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. Bruce Marshall on the other side to talk some hockey and some soccer.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Very excited to welcome in our good friend, Bruce Marshall, a Vegas insider, winnersandwiners.com, and CBS Sportsline. He's a master when it comes to especially hockey and soccer, but Bruce knows a little bit about a lot for sure. Bruce, let's put a kind of bow on the Stanley Cup here. Panthers have done it to the Oilers for the second year in a row, two-time winners. What are some of your final thoughts on how the Panthers and Oilers performed in this finals?
Yeah, it was pretty good fun, Dom. Although, at the start, I thought the Oilers, might have had, they did get that comeback win in game one, and I thought, okay, this looks a little bit different. But game two sort of changed things. Game two and game five were the big ones there because Edmonton also came back in game four and to level the series at two. But game five and then game six looked like a repeat of game five, just complete domination for Florida. And that kind of surprised because the way they did it. It's interesting. I was talking on another show with Brett Nordsworthy down in Memphis last week, and he asked me, what's the hardest major sport to win a championship? And I told him it's the NHL, and it's because the regular season doesn't seem to matter. I mean, the teams that, first of all, I don't know when the last time a President's Trophy winner won the cup, maybe what, the Blackhawks, 13, 14 years ago or whatever. But, best records don't seem to mean much. Winnipeg and Washington had both had the best conference records during the regular season, and neither got past the second round in the playoffs. The playoffs are a different animal in the NHL, and Florida seems to have found the right mix, and it just sort of proves the regular season, as long as you can get into the tournament there, that's the important thing. And hats off again to Bill Zito. He keeps making these moves that just seem to be the right trades at the right time, bringing in Brad Marchand, bringing in Seth Jones at the deadline. Great. And Paul Maurice just has so much depth at his disposal, and it looks like he's finally found the sweet spot too. A bunch of guys who seem to respond to him. They'll have a shot at a three-peat at some point pretty soon. I mean, Sergei Bobrovsky is still playing at a pretty high level in goal, but he is in his upper 30s now, so at some point they're going to have to start thinking about another goalie, though not yet because he's still playing at a pretty high level. But I'd have to say, going into next season, they're going to be one of the favorites again.
Now, if you're Edmonton, you get to the finals twice, no easy task. Mm-hmm. You lose both times, and it's unfortunately against the same team, which makes it a little bit of a tougher pill to swallow. Where does Edmonton go from here? Obviously, you've got Connor McDavid, and that's an amazing way to start any conversation as to where you go next. But what is next for Edmonton? Because you've come so close twice now.
Yeah, and I actually think it's going to be tougher for them to get back to a finals for a third straight year than Florida, just because the West is so loaded there, and they've been able to get, they didn't have to play Colorado in the playoffs this year. Dallas should still be strong. Vegas, Minnesota, San Antonio. Just go down the list. There's a tough group in the West. They're going to have to figure out something. I mean, everybody could use a little bit more depth scoring, and I'm not sure, like, a guy like Evander Kane, he didn't play into the playoffs this year because he'd been hurt, and he gave them a spark short-term there, but I'm not sure long-term he's the real answer for the down, third, fourth lines and things like that. They're going to have to do something in goal because a little bit too much inconsistency there. I know at times Stuart Skinner looks good, and Cal Pickard did rise up when they needed him early in the playoffs. But and Wayne Gretzky mentioned this on the in the TV, though, this isn't what a contending team should do. That was to keep switching goalies. That's what Edmonton sort of had to do. But they're going to have to address this. And there's two ways to go. One, either just you sink or swim with Skinner. I don't think they really think Pickard is a number one. Decent backup. But, either you really commit to Skinner and try to get him a little better, or try to find someone else. The problem is, Dom, there's not a lot of free agent goalies in the offseason here. Looking at the list, I mean, Jake Allen, I guess, is the top, and you know, he's at this stage, he's, you know, not a top shelf goalie. He's okay, and he might stay in New Jersey anyway. So there's just not a lot there as far as top goalies go. Do you make a trade for somebody? Possibly. I thought they really should have tried for John Gibson from the Ducks at the deadline, and whether Gibson nixed that or Edmonton didn't pursue it hard enough, I don't know. I think we look back a few years ago when Jacob Markstrom left Vancouver in free agency four or five years ago. And Edmonton was in on Markstrom, but they lost out to Calgary at that point. Markstrom since moved on to New Jersey. But had they had Markstrom in goal, more of a legitimate top shelf goalie than Skinner, they might have won a cup by now. But it's not that easy to find another goalie, and they got to figure that out if they want to win a cup for the first time in their case. What, it'll be 1990 was the last time they won one.
Let's keep our eyes on the future a little bit and talk some draft. It is coming up Friday night. The Islanders have the first pick, and you know, Bruce, I'm not a huge hockey guy, but over the last couple of years, we've had the excitement over the obvious number one pick. It was a couple years ago, oh, Connor Bedard, he's the next one. And then with my Sharks, it was Macklin Celebrini. This year, I see the consensus is probably going to be Matthew Schaefer, but there's not quite the same fanfare. Is that because he's a defenseman or just he's a very good player but not this quote-unquote generational type? What are your thoughts on Matthew Schaefer?
A little bit of both of that, Dom. I think probably because he's not that flashy player like a Bedard or a Celebrini, so he doesn't get quite the hype. He didn't play a lot this last year either. So he's not coming in with as much hype as those guys were. But he looks like he could be a really solid defender. Clearly looks like the Islanders' number one pick here. And guys like that sometimes, who knows, he could end up being more effective in the NHL than any of them. So, you know, he seems like he can do everything. Schaefer looks to be the number one, but it's, you know, it's always a little bit risky in the draft to expect these guys to come in and contribute right away. Bedard and Celebrini are a little bit different in that regard. And Schaefer, I'm not sure a lot of people would notice him if he's on defense except the real aficionados. But things can change here. I look down the list of one of, I guess, Celebrini's, you know, teammate at Boston College, James Hagans, a center, into this season, like last September, he might have been the guy they thought was the number one pick. But now he's fallen down the list a little bit, and they've got him anywhere from, you know, 4 to 7 that I've seen. But it looks like Schaefer is the guy that everybody's talking about, and he'll go first to the Islanders tomorrow night.
And much like baseball, like you alluded to, hockey, it can take a couple years to, A, make the team, and then, B, get to the point where you can contribute at the NHL level. For you, Bruce, when you look at it, is there anybody that kind of catches your eye that you point out and say, hey, give it a few years, but I think this prospect might become one of the gems of this draft?
Well, I think Hagans is the one, and because he was so well-regarded, and I think it's more because some of these other guys sort of rose up the list here. Not that Hagans had a bad year at Boston College, but he seemed to show some real star quality there. I could see him making maybe more of an impact right off the bat, at least that people could see, than Schaefer, perhaps. It would be very interesting if the Bruins, who are picking at 7, if Hagans is still on the board. Boston's in a real transitionary phase there now, and it might be kind of neat for Hagans and the Bruins fans to have a hometown guy wear the black and gold. So I'd watch him, but it's all, you know, a lot of these guys right off the bat don't make a huge impact. Year 2, 3, you'll start seeing more of these guys do it. But, you know, right at the outset, you don't see too many of these rookies come in there and just turn the league on its ear. It just doesn't seem like it happens that way.
Agreed. We're speaking with Bruce Marshall, Vegas Insider, Winners and Winers, and CBS Sportsline. And Bruce, the NHL Hockey Hall of Fame, Pretty good class in 2025. We got Zdeno Chara, Joe Thornton, who we are very familiar with out here in San Jose in the Bay Area, Duncan Keith, Alexander McGillney, jeez, I can read, and women's hockey stars Jennifer Botterill and Brianna Decker. Any surprises on guys or women that didn't make it? Because I was looking at a projection for next year, and I'm like, oh, man, Carey Price didn't make it this year. I thought Patrick Marleau might make it, and Keith Tkachuk, 14 years, he's still waiting. So any surprises, or are you content with this 2025 Hockey Hall of Fame?
Not really. It's just it seems like Chara and Thornton were still playing, but I guess they've been
right
for a little while. But no, they both belong there. Duncan Keith and McGillney. I mean, Duncan Keith, I think he won a couple Conn Smythe. So that didn't surprise me. So I think they should be in there. I don't think Ryan Getzlaf made it.
No.
And he would have been one. He would have been one that I thought, and I don't think PK Subban made it either. So we'll see. You know, also a guy we thought, who we've seen a lot in the playoffs, is Keith Tkachuk in the stands watching his son Matthew play in the finals. And Keith Tkachuk is one of these guys who's sort of on the peripheral list that might get in. He hasn't gotten in yet either. But no, Chara and Thornton for sure. And McGillney and Keith, I think they were all very deserving.
All right, Bruce, what do we got going on? Vegas Insider, Winners and Winners, and CBS Sportsline. What you got cooking?
Yeah, we got CBS Sportsline up on the Discord channel, putting up some college football season win previews. So that's all. It's that time of year. So that's all kind of fun. And also, baseball's still going now for a while. That's all we got. And a little bit of the Club World Cup in soccer. But I got picks up there. VegasInsider.com, doing pretty good in baseball lately. VegasInsider.com, also CBS Sportsline, Sportsline.com. And as you mentioned, that new place for picks with a different twist. That's WinnersAndWiners.com and PicksAndParlays.com.
There it is, Bruce Marshall, all of the aforementioned locales where you can find his wonderful work. Bruce, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Okay, Dom, thank you.
All right, take care. That is, again, Bruce Marshall, friend of the show, friend of the network even. We love Bruce, and we thank him for his expertise because he helps me sound like I know what I'm talking about when it comes to hockey. I'm Dominic Jimenez. We'll wrap things up on the other side. Phone lines are still open, 1-800-878-7529.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, let's wrap up this hour of Titillating Sports here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I want to take this opportunity to give a bit of a shout-out to the new team in the Bay Area. The Golden State, hang on. Oh, I tried my hardest to fight that. Just power through it for the listeners, but I succumbed to the sneeze. The Golden State Valkyries, I want to give a shout out to them. They're an expansion team. And obviously when you have an expansion team, typically the expectations are going to be low. They had their expansion draft where everybody was able to protect, I think, six players. So it's essentially starting five and their sixth woman. So they had that. Free agency, they signed a couple of players. I think Tiffany Hayes might have been the headliner there. They assembled a team full of people we hadn't heard of or, you know, role players. And they didn't quite hit on the quote-unquote big free agent. They didn't land a superstar. We're now 14 games into the season, for the Valkyries at least. Some teams have played 15. I look at the Wings, they've actually played 16. And the Valkyries are a 500 team. That includes wins against the Vegas Aces, the multi-time champions. They've beaten the Indiana Fever. Wednesday night, they go toe-to-toe with the New York Liberty, who are 11-3. The Liberty won the game, but the Valkyries lose by three. And the Valkyries currently have four players playing in Eurobasket overseas. Obviously in, you guessed it, Europe. And it's not just role players that are missing. It's players that were getting a lot of minutes. Janelle Salon, one of their leading scorers. Julie Van Loo, one of the top guards off the bench. Cecilia Zandalasini, starting guard, who was playing extremely well before she left. Temi Fegbenle, the starting center on the team. And they're still playing well. So they're a 500 team, and then you're going to bring these players back over. And I think, I don't have a full list. I didn't do a full rundown. But I think this Valkyries team, when it's all said and done this year, might go down as one of the best expansion franchises, at least in the first year, of all time. Because right now they're sixth in the WNBA, and guess what? That's good enough to make the playoffs. And we all know when you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network.